This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the closing ceremony of Sikkim's 50th year of statehood celebrations at Paljor Stadium in Gangtok today. Governor of Sikkim, Om Prakash Mathur, Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamangole, ministers of Sikkim, several MPs will also attend the event. Mr. Modi will inaugurate, launch and lay the foundation stone of various development projects over 4,000 crore rupees across the state. These projects span a wide range of sectors including infrastructure, connectivity, healthcare, education, power, urban development, environment, tourism and agriculture and are aimed at accelerating holistic and inclusive development in Sikkim. The Prime Minister will also address the gathering on the occasion. The Sikkim government will present a mega cultural event themed 1,000 Steps of Unity involving over 1,500 local artists in presence of Mr. Modi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Uttar Pradesh beginning today. During the first leg of his visit in Varanasi, the Prime Minister will participate in Mahila Sammelan in the evening and also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth around 6,350 crore rupees. The projects cover sectors including rail, road, water, healthcare, tourism and urban infrastructure. Mr. Modi will flag off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains and lay the foundation stone of the Varanasi Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay Junction 3rd and 4th Railway Line project. During the second leg of the visit, the Prime Minister will travel to Hardoi tomorrow to inaugurate the Ganga Expressway. Ladakh Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has approved the creation of 5 new districts in the Union Territory, taking the total number of districts to 7. The newly created districts are Nubra, Sham Changthang, Zanskar and Dras. Earlier, Ladakh had only 2 districts, Leh and Kargil. Describing it as a historic step, the Lieutenant Governor said the decision fulfills a long-pending demand and aspirations of the people of the region. The Madhya Pradesh government has constituted a high-level committee to examine the feasibility of implementing the Uniform Civil Code in the state. An order in this regard was issued yesterday. The committee will be chaired by Justice Ranjana Prasad Desai, former judge of the Supreme Court. Among its responsibilities, the panel will examine models adopted by states such as Uttarakhand and Gujarat while taking into account the social, cultural and economic realities of Madhya Pradesh. The committee has been directed to submit its report along with the draft bill within 60 days. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organisation or SCO Defence Ministers meeting in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan today. He arrived in Bishkek yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that during the meeting, he will highlight India's commitment towards global peace amidst the security challenges prevailing in the world. He underlined that he will also convey the country's consistent stance on zero tolerance for terrorism and extremism. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has urged states and union territories to strengthen preparedness in view of heat wave conditions expected during the upcoming summer months. In a letter written to the Chief Secretaries of States and Union Territories, Secretary, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Punya Salila Srivastav, said that above normal heat wave days are likely from April to June this year across parts of East, Central and Northwest India, as well as the Southeast Peninsula, based on forecasts by the India Meteorological Department. The ministry has directed states and UTs to operationalize dedicated heat stroke management units at all health facilities, ensure preparedness of ambulance services and disseminate early warnings. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Delhi Capitals by 9 wickets in a one-sided encounter at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. After being invited to bat first, Delhi Capitals were bundled out for just 75 runs in 16.3 overs. For RCB, Josh Hazlewood bagged highest 4 wickets while Bhuvneshwar Kumar also picked up 3 wickets. In the second innings, RCB achieved the target in the 7th over with 9 wickets in hand. In today's fixture, Punjab Kings will take on Rajasthan Royals at Mulanpur in New Chandigarh this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.